Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No problem.
So you guys finally got an actual, like, normal development camp with normal timing, everything. Just from your perspective, how do you feel that it went for both sides, for both the Penguins and the players over here?
I think it went really well. It was fun to do a development camp after everything that everyone's been through the last few years. It was fun to be able to bring these guys in here, and they could meet each other, meet the staff, see the facilities, learn a few things, and compete together. It was really nice to see the players come together as the week went on. Special thanks to Pittsburgh firefighters. We did a firefighter challenge, and it was one of the best things I've seen at a team bonding and coming together. You could see the groups coming together, so it was fun. Credit to the players, and they came in with an open attitude, really worked hard, and I think they learned a lot. And credit to the trainers and the staff that gave up some time in their summer to be here.
About Owen Pickering, just what do you learn about him after seeing him up close and personal for a couple days?
For me, it was more off ice, getting to meet him and his family at the draft. Just a great family. Really super nice kid, and then spending some time with him here and getting to know him, he really came in with an open mind. He wants to learn, he wants information, and that's the best thing you can ask for with a young draft pick, I think. He understands that it's a path, and we're going to help him, and he's open to learning. So it's been really fun to get to know him, see a little bit of his game. The on-ice stuff will be important as we move on, but this week it was really fun just to get to know him as a person.
Lucas Foskey is a very productive player at the junior level. First of all, what are your impressions of him as a player, and what's the difficulties or what's the challenges he might face making the transition to the pro ranks?
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the scrimmage, he's pretty dynamic. He's shifty, he's got hockey sense, he's creative with the puck, and he can make things happen offensively. So he's done that at the junior level. Pro is almost always an adjustment for a guy coming from junior, but he's got a good attitude and a good work ethic. I think there will be some things to learn along the way, but what he can do with the puck and what he can create is pretty special.
Ty Glover has a couple of goals today. Just what have been your impressions of him, and what are you hoping to see from him as he makes that jump to pro?
His attitude, compete, and work ethic fits right in here in Pittsburgh. It's off the charts. He's a great kid. He's a fantastic teammate. He's come in here. He's led the way in flag football. He was a beast in the firefighting course. His work ethic and practice on the ice is fantastic. There's some things, he needs to tidy up on the ice, but some of those qualities he has it's amazing to watch, and it was a lot of fun to watch him score two goals in the scrimmage. He deserved them both.
Tom, what have been your impressions on and off the ice with Tristan Brose over the last year? What have you learned about him?
A lot. He's a good kid. He can be misunderstood. He's got a lot of offensive ability and talent. I don't know if you saw the goal he scored there, but just the play he made in tight with his hands and then to get the shot off was pretty special. It was a difficult year for him, and I think he decided to change things up, and I think he's in a good spot now going to Denver. Really excited about him and his future. And really glad he's a Pittsburgh Penguin.
Okay, what's kind of your message to the guys as you kind of send them off to go their separate ways for the rest of the summer?
We really wanted them to get to know each other, the staff, how things work here, and know that we're all here for them. So it's basically letting them know that there's all these resources, there's a team of people here for them, and we'll do anything we can to help him develop and reach the potential as a hockey player and young men, and just to work hard, get ready for camp, whether it's junior college, Europe, or here. And we really like players that compete, so just telling them and then showing them the compete level that's necessary to play for the Pittsburgh Penguins with me.
Ravis Hansens was kind of a guy that's been, he's been all over the place the last 2 years because of the pandemic. He was stuck in Latvia for a little while. Just how, what's your observations of how he's maybe met that challenge, and just, you know, maybe what are his base elements that maybe could help him be a good pro?
Yeah, I might need more time to talk about him. He's a special kid. I don't think Ravis knows how good a hockey player he is. He was a huge part of the St. John's Sea Dogs Memorial Cup champion team. Some people don't give them enough credit because of the way they won it, but those are the rules, and they won it fair and square. They had a four-week training camp getting ready for it and then won it. And he does things on the ice that don't always get noticed but are essential to winning. And he makes little plays with the puck. He makes wall plays. He's defensive. You don't see many kids at his age block pucks the way he does. He just does all these little things well. He kills penalties. He plays in the power play. I'm really excited about Ravis. I don't even remember what your question was, but I went off. What was?
He got stuck in Latvia for a little while. Yeah, he couldn't come over here because of the pandemic. Just how did he maybe deal with the challenge? I mean, just, I guess, the maturity and being able to kind of deal with something like that.
Yeah, it's been tough with the travel and the pandemic. Being up in Baie-Comeau, Quebec, and then getting traded and everything he's been through. But he's got a good head on his shoulders and a good family. And he's working hard. He's Teddy Bluger's talked to him a couple times. And Teddy's just a perfect guy to talk to anyone. Never mind a fellow Latvian. But, I'm really excited about Ravis.
Was there someone else who caught your eye this week? Maybe took a bigger step than you expected?
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot.
Sorry about that.
I was really impressed with everyone. It was really cool. We weren't sure if Joel Blomqvist was going to be able to come over for it, and for him to be able to be here and just get to know everyone and be on the ice and work with Andy Kyoto and Kane Tissey and Charles Grant, I think that was huge. I think he's a special kid, and you guys should get used to talking to him. Everyone came in and did a good job, and we're happy with it.
How about more broadly, not just the guys who are at this camp, but the prospect pool as a whole? Which guys do you think are closest to contributing at the NHL level? Who are some of the guys we should kind of keep our eye on when September rolls around?
Like you mean like guys that were in Wilkes last year and stuff?
Yeah.
That aren't necessarily here?
Yes.
Okay. Is P.O. in that group?
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
P.O. Joseph, I think, is NHL ready. I think he can help this team. He's a great kid. He's a great teammate. He's a heck of a player. I think I'm excited about his camp. I think Hallander showed us he can play in the NHL. He was relied on in every situation in Wilkes, and he's a guy that coaches can trust. Just no matter time and score, whatever's going on in the game, those two stand out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! sports.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.